Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificat Mikey. Of course, I am one of the creators that you can support in Support a Creator. Put Mike Daddy in the item shop, M-M-M-I-K-E-D-A-D-D-Y. And when you are shopping over there, a little bit is going to go my way, and today is going to be a good day to use that. Also, I have an Amazon link. Click on the Amazon link in the show notes or the show description whenever you're shopping around. A little bit will go my way for that as well. Quick correction I need to make here, and big thank you and shout out to BobDan69. You've heard me talk about him here on the show before. He's a Twitch streamer, so you can go follow him as well. But I said that you needed to unlock the... I mean, you needed to collect all the battle stars and banners to unlock the secret... hunting party outfit. You don't need to get the banners and the secret stars. You just need to get all the challenges done. This has been confirmed. So thank you, BobDan69, for letting me know that. That way people aren't running around trying to go get those banners and stars when they don't really need to. It's just going to automatically unlock once you have all the challenges done through week 7. Let's see here. Speaking of week 7 challenges, and we'll do our week 7 challenge and tip of the day all in one here. So one of the challenges is you need to get head damage done. And let's take a look at how much. You need to get a total of, let's see here, a total of 500 headshot damage to opponents. Now, I'm going to roll this into the tip of the day, and the tip of the day is landing those headshots. So, a way you can do this, just walking around, obviously, when you're sniping, you're going to want to be aiming for the head. That way you can take your opponent out in one quick shot of a snipe. Depending on how far away they are, obviously, you're going to have to aim a little bit above their head, because there is bullet drop in Fortnite. Now, for what works for me, when I get the most headshot damage, is when I'm just walking around in the game itself. Like you guys know, I really like to go to Tilted Towers. That's one of my favorite spots. And when you're going around to Tilted Towers, you're going in and out a lot of buildings and in and out a lot of doors. What I suggest is keep your camera and your aiming reticle at head level at all times. You know, obviously you need to look around for things, but when you are just walking in and out of rooms, or if you are camping somewhere, keep your reticle, aiming reticle, at head level. You can just walk into a room, hide behind a door. I see a lot of people crouch, and then they're doing their best to hide, so they're putting themselves over in the corner and trying to be sneaky in that way. But you really, you know, eventually somebody's going to walk through, and you can't really, there's nothing to hide under. You're just hiding in a corner. So if you're hiding in a corner, the best thing to do is be looking at the door that you're, you know, is in question, that somebody might walk through, and already have your aiming reticle aimed at head level. That way when somebody does walk through that door, blast them. I get a lot of headshots done this way, and it's, you know, one of the easiest things to do. Another great way to get some headshot damage is shotguns, because they have pellets that bloom out, and so if and you don't have to have exact, you know, perfect aim with these, because the pellets kind of burst out. So definitely use some shotguns when you're trying to get this headshot damage challenge done. Alrighty, guys, here's the big news for me that I'm really excited about, and this will bring us to the item shop. Let's go over the daily items first. Quickly, over the daily items, you got your Battle Pass tiers. You get a Victory Lap Harvesting Tool. You get the Disco Fever emote. Let's see here. And you get the T-Pose. In fact, this reminds me of a little news that I can get to real quick too, is if in the lobby they actually brought back the Disco Domination in there as well. So that is something to check out. That reminded me the item shop hero menu, that Disco Fever emote. But of course, the big items that I am excited about are in the featured section, and that is the NFL themed outfits that we get. So excited for these guys. I've already got mine. I'm rocking the Seahawks outfit. I'm a big fan. I also got one of the harvesting tools and the glider as well. So let's go over exactly what those are. So over in the feature section, you get the football, you get the female versions and the male versions. The male versions is end zone, gridiron, spike, and strong guard. Now all of these, all you have to do is get whichever one you want. And then you can make the style whatever you want. You can change the number to whatever number you want to change it to. And there is a Fortnite-themed team that you can have, default, that is set to the default. Or you can have any one of the 32 NFL teams. So that is really awesome for any of these. Again, so you have the end zone, gridiron, spike, and strong guard. Strong guard is the one we got. That was the one my son wanted for the outfit. So that is the one we went with. And of course, he is rocking that Seahawks gear since we are from Seattle. Now over on the female side of the outfits, you get interceptor, juke, blitz, and rush. All of these, again, are really awesome, and you can customize the number and whatever team jersey you want them to be wearing. And then you also get a few other things as well. You got a couple referees. You get the Whistle Warrior. That is the female referee. You get the Striped Soldier, which is the male referee. You get the Upright Axe Harvesting Tool. You get the Golden Pigskin Harvesting Tool. This is the one of the harvesting tools that I got for this set. You get the First Downer Harvesting Tool. And you get the Touchdown Harvesting Tool. Yeah, I mean, not Harvesting Tool, the Touchdown Glider, sorry. And I went ahead and got this glider too. So I got the outfit, a harvesting tool, and a glider. Now I know you guys know that I've talked about Save the World before, and even though I don't play it that much, I at least sign in to get my daily rewards, and every once in a while you get some V-Bucks, but you can do some missions and get V-Bucks as well. I was 100 V-Bucks short of getting everything I wanted to get in the item shop here today. Luckily, one of the missions I had today over in Save the World was 100 V-Bucks, so I went and got that challenge done real quick, got that 100 V-Bucks, and I got all those items. So I'm glad that I have Save the World. That came in handy today, so I didn't have to actually spend any of my hard-earned money for it. Obviously, I spent my money before to get Save the World, it's working out for me. Yeah, so big fan of the item shop today, guys. We are going to have these items in there for 3 days, so you have plenty of time to save up your V-Bucks as well and get yourself some of these outfits. Now, don't forget, guys, you can use that Mike Daddy code when you are getting these items in the item shop. I would really appreciate it. And they're all awesome. Let me know what you guys think of these outfits. Are you excited for them? Are you not? I know not all of the fans of this show, everybody's all over the world. Some of you, you know, aren't as big of fans of American football as I am, or some of my other listeners. I'm sure I know a lot of you got those soccer outfits when they came out, and we're a big fan of those. But let me know what you think of these football outfits, and if you are a fan of these outfits and you're getting them, let me know what outfits you're gonna wear. Tweet at me. It's just you can look up Mike Daddy on Twitter, but it's that's good STF on Twitter. the links are in the show notes and description. But yeah, tweet at me. Show me what outfit you're getting and which team you're representing, what number you're wearing and why. I'd love to hear all kind of voice messages on that, or, you know, over in the Discord. I'd like to hear what you guys are, what you guys are repping. But yeah, that's going to be the end of the episode. So yeah, go join that Discord. Follow me over on Twitch and chat with me about the football outfits there. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Let's see here. Head over to iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and a written review so you can get a shout out here on the show. Subscribe while you are there so you don't miss anything. You get all those episodes as soon as they come out. And we'll be back again tomorrow, guys. Until then, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.